Welcome back, everyone. Bitcoin is breaking through its all-time high as we speak. And many of you have been asking, Simon, should I sell? Should I buy? So let's have a look at Bitcoin right now. We see our old plan was to keep buying up to 29, right? We were buying at 16, at 22,000, 26,000. We were buying at 29,000. Then we had the plan to do nothing between 30K and 70K. We did that. Congrats to all of you who did nothing, because doing nothing is the hardest part. And then the plan was to start selling the first layers that can be 10%. Layers starting with 69,000. Now we're breaching 67,000 right now as we speak. We had 68,000 a couple hours ago. So we will go here pretty soon, pretty quickly into this next phase. And the question is, should we take profits or should we buy more? You've been all sending me questions and I want to answer them. So the first question is that price is one aspect, but it's not the most important aspect. We have to look at the fundamentals. We have to look at your overall portfolio, and then we have to take these decisions. Trend is obviously up. We don't have to check trend. This thing is just on a roll. RSI is quite high, 79, but doesn't matter, because with crypto, the RSI is not so important. It can stay elevated for months. It can stay above 80 and 90 for months. So the RSI is not that important with crypto as it is with stocks. The trend is obviously up. Volume is strong. And the reason is, let's look at the fundamentals. So first thing that we have to assess: are the fundamentals still current? Second one, what's your overall plan inside of your portfolio and your financial freedom strategy? And then the third is, where can the price go? Where should our layer out zones be? So first of all, fundamentals. Let's look at our core thesis and reminding ourselves that super investors that we have learned this from, like Warren Buffett, they didn't make money buying and selling. They did make their money by holding over many decades, 34 years, Coca-Cola, 29 years, American Express, 22 years, Moody's, 21 years, Globe Life, 17 years, Procter & Gamble, 16 years, Johnson & Johnson. This is how the super investors made their money. We had a plan. It's great that we had a plan already at 31,000. We had this plan. But let's see if the fundamentals are still there. First, what is our thesis on Bitcoin? In our 10-piece checklist, Bitcoin had a 10 out of 10. Let's see if the thesis is intact. Is the supply still limited? Yes, it's 21 million in total, minus around 6 million that were lost forever. So we are at 15 million total supply. And let's look at the demand afterward. But supply is limited, cannot become more than 16 million effectively. Then developer commits. I was checking them before. They're still pretty strong. I looked them up here at Artemis, and the developer activity is strongest in Ethereum, then come Polygon, Cosmos, Solana, and then pretty soon there is Bitcoin with 3,000 weekly commits by developers. So yes, that one is still green. We have basically two tiers, right? We have the top tier in terms of developer commits per week, that's the 20,000 of Ethereum, and then we have all the others around second tier, and Bitcoin is in that second tier. So yes, developer commits is still green. We have 2 points for Bitcoin. Nakamoto coefficient, of course, it's the most decentralized one. So it has the highest Nakamoto coefficient. There is no second best. Network effects, same thing. There is no second best in terms of network effects for a store of value. We're talking the strength of a monetary network that has Visa and MasterCard. So we're talking the strongest network of computers that you can think of. I have a visualization for you guys, because many of you are still asking, what is Bitcoin, Simon, if you would have to explain it to a 5-year-old. So in this visualization, you see that it's the evolution of money in terms of we went from shells to gold that can be cut in coins to make it more portable, into notes that are even more portable. Those notes became fully digital, ones and zeros, and they were on bank accounts and on credit cards. So they've been very, very digital, very, very early. And the only problem with that, it's built on sand, because it's just a spreadsheet in a Federal Reserve that's not federal and that's not a reserve. So they can add 2 zeros and inflating the currency by doing that. That's why Satoshi Nakamoto came up with this idea of Bitcoin as a mathematical solution, which is a set of computers calculating and auditing every 10 minutes that it's actually correct, that it's legit, and that it can't just be corrupted like adding 2 zeros. So is that thesis still correct? Yes, absolutely. It's the biggest computer network on the world, and it's securing the legitimacy, and it's very transparent. We can look at online transactions. One of those is the recent ETFs. And the recent ETFs, this is very simple. If we just look at the top Bitcoin ETFs, mainly IBIT, the green one here, IBIT, is buying in a very strong cadence. And then we have the second strongest, the Fidelity Bitcoin ETF, which is also buying at an incredible pace. And on the other side, you have holders who are not selling. And that's creating an upward spiral that's extremely strong. And that spiral is right now here around those 66,700. And it's not stopping. So this is just buying volume, buying volume, buying volume. There is no selling. You guys, you are just holding your Bitcoin. You are not selling it. And so all that money inflow that's coming in right now from Fidelity, that's the second strongest FBTC, and from BlackRock, the IBIT ETF, that is just creating a spiral upwards, and there is no sign of that slowing down right now. That brings us back to our question, should we sell or should we buy even more? Let's go back to the fundamentals. We checked the network effect. So yes, network effect is still there, even stronger than ever. So we have a yes, supply still limited. Developer commits, 3,000. Nakamoto coefficients, best of all. Network effects, yes. Community, absolutely yes. It's on fire. If you go on Twitter right now or on YouTube, it's on fire. The team, there is no team, right? Who is the team? The team are the miners, the developers, it's the community, it's everybody that has an interest in a store of value that they can rely on and that they can own. Incentives, absolutely strong, because each of those parties is incentivized to keep the whole system alive. The miners are incentivized to improve the network. The developers are incentivized to improve the network. The holders are incentivized to hold and even to spread the word, right? They go they go to their families and tell them to buy. So the incentives are absolutely aligned. Velocity is here. It's going in the right direction at the right pace. ETFs are coming in. So the big institutions are here. Retail, not so much, but institutions are here. Competitive advantage, absolutely. It's the only store of value. So the only competition that Bitcoin has is gold. And that is not a competition by any means. Daily active users, yes. Flat in terms of retail, but you have seen what institutions are doing. And just today, we have received the news that BlackRock is applying to buy it for its other funds. So we're talking even more asset under management that will have a percentage allocation as a standard into their other funds. So fundamentals, absolutely check. What else do we need to know about the fundamentals? The buying is happening. Let's look at the ETF data. This is a very, very strong signal. Look at the buying that's happening. If we look at all ETFs, not just BlackRock and Fidelity, but also the second best, second tier ones, BITB and ARKB, the trend is absolutely strong. Cumulative spot Bitcoin ETF volumes, this is just on a tear here. It's just up and to the right. Let's have it visualized here. This is from the beginning. The ETFs have started coming in, and you see here the race between them. It's just a non-stop race right now. Strongest horse is BlackRock, and the second strongest is Fidelity, and then there is a big gap to the second tier, ARKB and BITB. So the net inflows are more than the outflows. Even GBTC selling is not able to create price pressure here. Right now, the bulls are in control, which brings us to the question, should we buy or should we sell? The plan was to start selling at 69,000. And now, depending on your overall portfolio, you might start layer out maybe 10% at 69, maybe 10% at 79, maybe 10% at 99, maybe 10% at 129,000. I plan to keep some and to layer out, but it depends on what else you are going to do with that. So your portfolio, your decisions should be in the context of your financial freedom. And if you remember, financial freedom is 7 steps. It's saving 36% of your income. It's portfolio design. It's valuating. It's then buying. It's doing nothing. It's selling. And it's learning. So if your portfolio design is in building or in keeping the value, that's a difference. For example, I am shifting my portfolio. Right now, I'm 72% Bitcoin, 15% Solana, and my plan is to take those profits in layers over the next years to layer out those profits into my top 9 stocks. I want to add Hermes, ASML, Vici, Tesla, Meta, Deary, Visa, Amazon, and Google, using the profits that come from Solana first and then later on from Bitcoin to have my overall ideal portfolio. So the question for you is, if you sell it, where do you put it into? Do you have an ideal portfolio? How does your ideal portfolio look like? And if you don't have that, let's build it together over the next days and weeks. Congrats everyone on Bitcoin's success, and see you soon.